I always wanted to give birth.
Did she imagine me this way?
I never thought it would be quicker than walking down the main street.
In front of the mirror, swollen bellied, so swollen.
The time,
bellied.
The exact time for that particular seed to be singled out.
I want to lie on my back at night. I want to pee all the time.
Amongst all others, like choosing a dancing partner.
Crave discomfort, like some women crave chocolate or earth or liver.
Now, these slow weeks on, I can't stop going over and over.
I can't believe I've tried for 5 years for something that could take 5 minutes.
It only took a split second. Not a minute, or more. Not a minute, or more.
I want the pain. Tearing, searing pain. I want to push and push and scream and scream.
He was sorry. We should have known better. He couldn't leave Nigeria. I missed him. Silly things. His sudden high laugh. His eyes, intense as whirlwinds. The music he played me.
He discloses bit by bit my mother's name, my original name. The hospital I was born in. The time I came was a midnight baby after all.
I am 19. My whole life is changing. I see her shuttered eyes in my dreams. I'll suffocate her with a feather pillow. I toss. I did not go through these months for you to die on me now. I lie willing life into her, breathing air all the way down the corridor to the glass cot. I push my nipples through.
First agency we went to didn't want us on their list. Second, third, fourth, the fifth said yes. But again, no babies. We don't mind the colour. Just like that, the waiting was over.
This morning, a slim manila envelope arrives. One piece of paper. Your mother was 19. You weighed 8 pounds, 4 ounces. She liked hockey. She worked as a waitress. She was 5'8".
She comes at 11:30, exactly. I pour her coffee. I thought I'd hit everything. Well, she says, you have an interesting home. She sees my eyebrows rise. It's different, she qualifies. Hell, I've spent all morning trying to look ordinary. Lovely home for the baby.
Land moves like driven cattle. Land moves like driven cattle.
The social worker phones. Like baby is a girl, land not healthy. She won't pass the doctor's test until she's well. Adoption papers can't be signed.
Mother drowns baby in the Clyde.
I'm not a mother until I've signed that piece of paper.
The rhythm of the train carries me over the frigid earth. The rhythm of the train carries me over the frigid earth. The rhythm of the train carries me over the frigid earth. The rhythm of the train carries me over the frigid earth. The rhythm of the train carries me over the frigid earth. Mother gives baby away! I had no other choice. Anyway, it's best for her.
Our baby has passed. We can pick it up in 2 days. 2 days, for Christ's sake. Could they not have given us a bit more notice?
Land moves like driven cattle. Oh, I must stop it. Put it out of my mind. There's no use going over and over. I'm glad she's got a home to go to.
You'll never really know your mama. I'm not your real mother.
Her mother just turns up at the door. She says in her soft voice,
"Can you let me see her?
Can you?" What could I do?
Like a part you've rehearsed so well, you can't play it on opening night. Like a part you've rehearsed so well, you can't play it on opening night.
Mommy, why aren't you and me the same colour? Mommy.
My heart started rat tat tat like a tin drum. Rat tat tat. Rat tat tat.
The words took off to another planet.
Mommy, hear the upset in her voice.
Why aren't you and me the same colour?
I'm not your real mother.
I always believed in telling anyhow.
Mommy.
But you can't keep something like that a secret.
I wanted her to think of another mother out there.
Mummy.
Thinking.
That child I had will be 7 today. 8, 9, 10.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Olive Bio. Olive Bio was the color of peat. When we walked out, heads turned, their eyes fixed on us. Made me burn. That hot glare. My hand would sweat down to his bone. Finally alone, we'd melt. Nothing. Nothing would matter. He never saw her. I looked for him in her. For a second, it was as if he was there in that glass cut, looking back through her.
Another
being. Adopted.
Edinburgh.
To give birth.
Adoption.
To give birth.
Not an alien child.
Another being.
Maybe that's why I don't like all this talk about her being black. I brought her up as my own. As I would any other child. We knew she was coloured. My baby. My baby.
Now my secret is the hush of heavy curtains drawn. I know she thinks of me often.
I want to know my blood.
She's lying in bed. I wake her up. A pinch on the cheek is enough. Then I make her think of me for hours.
I want to know my blood.
The best thing I can steal is sleep. I get right under the duvet and murmur.
You'll never really know your mother.
I know who she thinks I am. She's made a blunder.
She is faceless. She never weeps. She has neither eyes nor fine-boned cheeks. Once would be enough. Just to listen to her voice. Watch the way she moves her hands when she talks. I've had my grandmother's number for 4 months.
What did you say your name was?
Where did you work? How long ago was that?
What age are you?
40.
But if you're 40, you can't be. I know she knows.
Actually, I'm 26.
I thought so, love. I thought it was you. How are you? How's your life been? I'll give her yours.
She'll write. She'll write.
I'm sure you understand.
She'll write. I do. I do.
Now she's gone.
I've had to stop myself saying, drop it, you'll get hurt. I do worry. Of course I do. But it's me that's hurt. Daft. Get myself into a tizzy.
I want to know my...
I know she thinks of me. I know she thinks of me. I know she thinks of me. I know she thinks of me often. She thinks of me.
Picture it like this. Picture it like this.
Too many imaginings to be fleshed.
I know she thinks. I know she thinks of me often.
Your mother was 19.
Like this. Like this.
Her up in purple and blood.
Look at her up in purple.
Baby, after all,
with a feather. With a feather. Suffocate her.
She is faceless.
With a feather pillow. With a feather. Suffocate her. With a feather pillow.
I always wanted to give birth.
I know she thinks of me often.
I know she thinks of her.
She has too many imaginings to be flesh and blood.
Purple, purple wrapping.
You'll never really know your mother.
If I picture it like this, it hurts less.
We are both shy, though our eyes are not. They pierce below skin. We are not as we imagined. I am smaller, fatter. Darker.
I am taller.
And I'd always imagined her hair dark brown, not grey. I can see my chin in hers, that is all. Though no doubt my mum will say when she looks at the photo, she's your double. She really is. We don't cuddle or even shake hands. We don't ask big questions. Even later by the shore, we walk slow, tentative as crabs.
It would have driven me mad imagining. 26 years is a long time.
If I picture it like this, it hurts less. One dream cuts another open like a gutted fish. Nothing is what it was. She has too many imaginings to be flesh and blood. There is nothing left to say. Neither of us mentions meeting again.
It's surprising how often it crops up. But he or she didn't know anything about it. Mind you, as soon as possible, I always told her that it's no mother and daughter closer than blood, thicker than water.
There's too many imaginings to be flesh.
I know she thinks. I know she thinks of me often.
Your mother was 19.
Like this.
I wrapped up well. And went out. Before the birds began their ritual blether, I wrapped her up in purple wrapping paper and threw her down the old well near here. There was no sound. It's no longer in use. Years. She's been in my drawer. Faded now. She's not a baby anymore.
She said she'd write.
Still pitch dark. It didn't matter. I know every bend. I've no more terror. Going home. The light spilled like water.
Her sister said she'd write me a letter. In the morning I am awake with the birds. Waiting for the crash of the letterbox, then the soft thud of words on the mat. I lie there, duvet around my shoulders, fantasizing the colour of her paper, whether she'll underline first class or have a large circle over her eyes. She said she'd write me a letter. Her sister said she'd write me a letter. Said she'd write.
My hair's grey. My hair's grey. Today. My neck is wrinkling.
I want to know my
blood. I know she thinks of me. I know she thinks of me.
She imagined me this way.
I know she thinks of me often.
My neck is wrinkling.
Does she imagine me this way? Does she imagine me this way?
Does
she
Too many imaginings.
Skin on my neck.
She thinks of me.
Your mother was 19.
With a feather pillow.
I always wanted to give birth.
She has neither eyes nor fine cheeks. Once would be enough. Just to listen to her voice.
To be flesh and blood. There is nothing left to say.